We are the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. You can follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show and call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Sometimes, you know, you're looking for things to talk about on the show and you're like, this one's got so-and-so's name written all over it. Well, this one has me, but it also has Liv. Liv the Web Girl, you were the number one person I thought of when I saw this. Words to ban for your professional vocabulary.
Oh, no.
I'm not judging you, because you can see as I was trying to say that I stuttered and messed up a word. So it's okay. I'm not saying you don't talk well or good or whatever the proper thing is, but I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help me.
Yeah, I'm inappropriate.
Well, yeah, you got to quit swearing. I definitely would recommend that. Would everybody recommend Liv quit swearing as much?
I don't think Liv swears as much as you.
What?
I think if you probably swear the most, then Liv, then me, then Porkchop.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Porkchop, I got to call you in real quick. I'm cool if you disagree. Who swears the most on the Joe and Alex Show? Obviously not on air, we'd be fired.
It's a close one between you and Liv, between Joe and Liv.
Who would win?
Well, like, Liv...
I shouldn't ask you.
Wait, no, Liv swears, like, for...
Mr. Indecisive. It'll take him 10 years.
I know. I've got the answer.
And that's tomorrow on the Joe and Alex Show.
Liv swears for fun. You swear when you're mad.
Yeah, I swear when I'm angry, so I don't punch stuff.
Yeah.
But who swears more? Like, who needs to work on it?
So I guess the question is, am I having more fun than the times Joe is mad?
I'd say 50-50.
Okay, well, that doesn't help us at all. Either way, yes, we'll work on that. But these, let's just stick on the vocabulary words, because
okay.
I know this one didn't make the list, but I'll call myself out. I don't know why I say it. It's just a crutch, but I say right there quite often.
And yeah,
constant.
I'm not sure why I do that. Words that were on there, the biggest number one thing they say to ban from your vocab, trying to be professional, like.
I knew that was going to be it.
Like.
Yeah.
Like, they say we're very sorry to throw shade at this, but using it as a filler word, every single sentence comes out of your mouth and it makes you sound dumb. There's nothing that it adds to a statement. It makes you sound young and immature.
I think Liv says literally more than that.
You know, it literally wasn't even on there, but that is a good point. Anybody should not say literally. You should try not to.
I say literally all the time. I've been saying the word like too much since I was in third grade.
Did anybody, Liv, ever correct you like, hey, honey, quit saying like?
Gosh, yeah. All of the time, my parents, my friends, my sisters, my teachers, my
Everyone
class,
does it, though. Everyone that's a millennial does it.
Yeah, I think so, too. My class used to tally every single time I would say like, and they said that I had to pay a nickel for every time. And then we stopped by like 10 a.m. during the school day because we got to like 150 or something.
Yeah, you guys could have a pizza party. It was impressive. Yeah. That's another thing you should do. You're just not. I hate when people do this. I don't think I do this, but when I was younger, I was young and dumb and I did this. I hate when people are on the come up. They're working like Liv's working on the Joe and Alex Show trying to become something. I don't think she does this though. But well, I'm just an assistant, or I'm just, you know, I'm just this, I'm just that. No, like, have faith in yourself. Quit belittling yourself for what you are. You undervalue yourself. I absolutely cannot stand when people do that. They say it just makes you sound weak or inferior. Start sounding more credible and confident in your professional situation and leave just out of your sentence. Like, I'm Liv the Web Girl, not I'm just Liv the Web Girl. And I'm not saying you do this, but
no,
as an example.
No, I for sure know people that do this.
Is that more of a female thing than men, or are men just as insecure and unconfident with that particular thing?
I don't know.
I've heard both.
Can you give Alex your mic, Porkchop?
Yeah, like I have a
and get
friend
that blanket out of here.
Who will actually say, I almost said literally again, but she'll actually say.
Like what she literally does.
She'll actually say, like, I'm just literally tired. And it's like, you can say you're just tired, but I do the same thing, so I can't really hate on her too much.
The next one I'm calling my wife out for, and it kind of goes both ways, but it would be this. Sorry. There's nothing that worse than apologizing every 5 seconds. I can't stand. I feel like it's more women than men than do this. But if there's something to really be sorry for, you should definitely apologize for that and say, hey, I apologize for my mistake. But always saying, sorry, sorry, sorry.
I apologize all the time. My boyfriend's constantly telling me to stop.
Yeah, there's a difference between like, well, I don't give a crap. But you can't do it all the time where it's like when we're walking out of a door or into a place, my wife's like, sorry. I'm like, what are you sorry about? Like, you didn't cut them off. You didn't have the door slam in their face. There's nothing to be sorry about.
Yeah, I don't struggle with that issue, for sure.
Yeah, you never apologize. You got to work on that a little bit. honestly, I do this. I know I say honestly. When you add honestly to a statement or replying to a question like, well, honestly, Alex, you're giving off the impression that all the other statements you say are lies or not true. But I don't know why I agree with that. You don't think people should quit saying honestly in something?
I thought that you were going to say they should stop saying honestly for a different reason.
What reason?
It just sounds real kind of douchey. Honestly, it's just that kind of tone.
I think if you complain, if you combine like and honestly, like honestly, like, yeah. No, I don't think it's douchey if you're just saying in general, it's like, well, honestly, Alex, here's what I think.
I don't think they're referring it to the way you're saying it, Joe. I think they're referring it to the way that Alex is saying it.
Oh, they are?
Well, they said that sounds more unprofessional
than what Joe's saying.
Liv, what they said was when you add honestly to a statement or when replying to a question, you give off the impression that all of the other statements or answers were not completely honest.
Yeah, so I think that's definitely what I'm saying. But I think what I'm saying is what I thought they were going to say, but it isn't.
And this final thing is my email skills are terrible, and I know I'm guilty of this. I don't know if you guys are. Smiley face or an exclamation point. When writing emails... Man. You might feel the need to show that extra excitement. Oh boy, I'm all part of the team, okay. But a simple looking forward to it or I'm excited to see the results will cut it. That will do. The smiley face makes you look childish and the exclamation point might come off as a bit too intense. I always put exclamation points just to show that I'm excited, but it's like, I'm so excited for this! What a great idea! Like, literally, I'm just... Yeah. That's me.
I put exclamation points behind everything. I think periods are very aggressive.
I do too.
So aggressive. A period is so aggressive. I always think people are mad if they're using a lot of periods. I don't use periods. My only form of grammar to end a sentence is an exclamation point.
Yep. I am the same way.
Are you serious?
Professional emails almost always exclamation.
Always.
Is that why people do like KK? Because I never understood that instead of just a K. That's like a texting
thing.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be like KK. Like it's supposed to just be sweeter.
Not just like K. It's supposed to be like, oh, KK, got it.
Now, see, I've learned something. I hope that you could take one thing out of this. I'm not saying we're going to improve any of our vocabulary or language because I know we certainly will not. Right, Liv?
Right.
Like, honestly?
Like, honestly, literally, I didn't learn anything
today. Oh, my gosh.
There we go. See?